escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger. And here are today's top local stories. Whether you are going to be hitting the road to get an early start on your July 4th travel plans, maybe you're hoping to see one of the local fireworks shows tonight, or even if you just plan to be out and about later today, you're going to want to pay attention to the forecast because we could be in for some strong storms, and we are live with AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr.
And we did start today with some rain in the area. That was what was left of severe thunderstorms that caused flooding and damaging winds over eastern Pennsylvania and parts of New Jersey yesterday. We're going to see similar storms developing this afternoon, and those are going to affect our area for the middle and later part of the afternoon, as well as on into the first part of tonight. Damaging winds and flooding downpours are likely, including for the evening commute, so that may take a little longer than usual. Hail is also not out of the question, so that is also going to be a possibility. We'll still have a leftover shower for late tonight and even early tomorrow, but nothing heavy. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
They have a deal, United Health Group reaching a contract agreement with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. So this is a big deal. What it means is the nation's largest health insurer has, which initially failed to reach a deal with Sloan before the midnight deadline. They kept talking and they now have an agreement in place, and it means that United Health will continue to be in network for about 19,000 patients in the New York area who are currently in treatment. If you are out of network, it costs a lot more to see doctors, and in some cases, certain procedures are not covered at all. So this is a big deal. The dispute did not affect clients who were in United Healthcare's fully funded policies or who were Medicare patients. It's more expensive to ride a New Jersey Transit bus or train today. A 3% hike took effect at midnight, and you may want to get used to it.
In fact, there are July 1st 3% hikes scheduled for every July in the foreseeable future, according to Jersey Transit. Andre was getting on the 501 to Hoboken.
I guess what I'm asking is, what do you think about the fact that the fare is going up again?
Everything going up. But anyway, I pay half price because I'm above. I'm 68 already.
Oh, so you get the, so you're getting a senior citizen break. Yeah. How's the service?
It's okay. It's okay. For me, it's okay.
So you're okay with it, yeah?
It's not that I am okay, but it's not in my hand. It is what it is.
The increase is impacting not just trains, light rail and buses as well, so I guess we just gotta do it. Have a good commute. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. At the Ramsey NJT station.
All right, just to give you a little clarity on this, a single zone bus trip is increasing from $1.80 to $1.85, and a one-way trip from New York Penn to Union Station goes from $8.30 to $8.50. The boyfriend of a Bronx woman found dead in her apartment is under arrest. Police say Khalil Cooper fatally stabbed Tamara Rowe, about 8:30 Saturday night in the building on East 232nd Street in the Wakeville section of the Bronx. Officials say the stabbing was the culmination of a domestic dispute. Cooper faces murder and other charges. A Nassau County lawmaker is partnering with the Merrick Library on a summer toiletry drive. It's going to benefit Nassau Empowerment and Support for Tomorrow, also known as the NEST. Lawmaker Seth Koslow.
Getting involved with them, I've seen that their shelves are sometimes running out, and I spoke with them specifically about what they needed, and they said it's great to have food because people always need food, but they really need toiletries. They need toothbrushes and feminine products.
You can drop off donations during normal business hours at the Merrick Library, 2279 Merrick Avenue. There are also other locations. You can go online. Nassau County's website can tell you more about that. Also needed household cleaning items like laundry detergent and dish soap. The drive will run through July 7th. Michael Rodriguez Bermudez certainly knows his way around a saxophone. That's him playing there, and soon he is going to get paid to play and to share his love of music with young people. The Arts High School graduate was halfway across the stage, diploma in hand, and Superintendent Roger Leon called him back to the podium again, and this time he gave him a job offer as a music teacher with Newark Public Schools for $74,000 a year.
It was just such a peaceful moment for me because I don't know, I didn't hear no noise. All I heard was just Roger saying that moment, just saying, you got the contract.
But first, Bermudez is going to need to get his bachelor's degree from William Patterson University. He says it was one of the happiest moments in his life. A Brooklyn man who pleaded guilty to a 1988 murder and served nearly 16 years in prison before he was paroled may now have his name cleared.
Ryan Kendall was 17 at the time of the conviction and served 16 years in prison for the 1987 murder of Rafael Reyes, an employee at a game room just around the corner from Ryan's home in Flatbush. At the time, prosecutors relied on flawed claims from two witnesses, one a 13-year-old living in a group home, the other a substance abuser. The Brooklyn DA's conviction review unit listened to 911 calls that strongly corroborated the claims of Brian, his friends, and a police witness that said he was not the shooter and in fact was part of a group that tried to chase down the shooter. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
We could learn today who officially won New York City's Democratic mayoral primary. Grace Rao, executive director of Citizen Union, says a second round could show whether former Governor Andrew Cuomo had a groundswell of support from people who ranked him second, or if Zohran Mamdani will run away with the race.
We'll really know the extent to which some of the cross endorsements that we saw during the campaign, how those paid off. So this will give us a fuller picture of Zohran Mamdani's lead.
Mamdani declared victory on election night after quickly gaining a commanding lead over Cuomo, who conceded. But the ranked choice model means more results are needed to determine the official winner. If he is elected, Mamdani would be the city's first Muslim mayor, its first mayor of Indian heritage, and he would also be one of the youngest. Well, we're more than a year out from the New York governor's election, but if it were held today, incumbent Kathy Hochul would probably win. So says a new Siena College poll, where the Democrat leads each of three potential Republican candidates by 20 points or better. Polling director Don Levy.
The governor's favorability rating, her job performance, her reelect numbers remain about where they have been over the last couple months. A couple points underwater on favorability. Only 42% of New Yorkers view the governor favorably, 47 unfavorably. She does a little bit better, reaching 50% on job approval.
Also of note, more than a quarter of the voters who were surveyed say they are still undecided. Second day of deliberations underway in the trial of hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Jurors ended the day Monday asking the judge for clarification about what qualifies as drug distribution.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.